What will Congress decide regarding intervention in Syria? You've got a vote.
Hi, this is Salek Lockie from Los Angeles. I am in full support of the intervention in Syria to stop the Assad regime and stop the killing of innocent people.
We're gauging the consensus well beyond Congress. Some voices of veterans now. Hugh Martin served in the Ohio National Guard in Iraq in 2004. He's a Wallace Stegner Fellow at Stanford University, author of the poetry book, The Stick Soldiers. Hugh, welcome back.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
What do you think of possible intervention in Syria, the description of what military actions seem to be on the table, and whether Congress should get to debate and decide this? What do you think?
Well, of course, I think it's obviously good to hear the debate and see that. But, I mean, it's hard for me as an individual after being in Iraq and then seeing the last 10 years and just knowing, the history of America being at war. But it's hard for me to say we should go bomb anybody and that's going to make things better. I mean, and I guess it's depressing and sad to think that the only way to really fix things right now or to make any change over there is by sending bombs over that way. So that's how I feel on the one hand, but on the other hand, just I guess coming from my time in Iraq and thinking of specific examples and stories over there and the concrete situations, I think about the example of Halabja that was about up in Kurdistan in the northeast, and Saddam gassed them in the late 80s, and nothing was really done about that. And you could even argue, we were arming him to fight against Iran in the early 80s. And so now we have, I guess, the same situation with the sarin gas and about 1,000 dead in Syria. And, you know, nobody's doing anything about that. And I guess we're all kind of, the world is just kind of staring at Syria as all this suffering is going on. And if I was there with my family in Syria and this sarin gas is being dropped on me and all these horrible things are happening, I think I'd probably wonder, you know, when is somebody going to step in and do something and help us out, to say the least. So.
What are your conversations like with your veteran colleagues? I'm surprised to hear the level of frustration in your voice and that there isn't a logic that informs what happened in Iraq as a way of illuminating what we ought to be doing in Syria. They seem to be unrelated almost.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's obviously a lot of emotion behind the arguments I'm hearing from my veteran friends and the way I feel. And it's hard after these last 10 years and all of the deaths that we've experienced as a country and all the deaths that Iraq has experienced, Afghanistan has experienced. It's just hard for me to think logically. And I think a lot of people are making emotional arguments that we just shouldn't do anything and we should have no involvement at all. But part of me has a lot of sympathy for what people are going through over there, just being in Iraq and knowing how when you are over here in America and we're sitting in our comfortable position in our apartments or whatever it might be, that we can forget that, really bad things are happening and evil's happening. And sometimes somebody has to do something about it. And again, I don't want to say that bombs are the best answer, but I think something has to be done. But the other side of me says, you know, maybe we shouldn't do anything. We shouldn't get involved at all. But I really don't know. I'm wavering about this, which is sort of a weakness, especially in America, to be unsure. But I really just don't know right now.
Well, it's not a weakness, Hugh. Wavering, thinking about the decision, that's what people all over America are doing. Hugh Martin served in the Ohio National Guard in Iraq in 2004. He's the author of the poetry book, The Stick Soldiers. Thanks, Hugh.
Thank you.
My name's Talal Hamadi. I'm calling from Chelsea, Mass. Please intervene in Syria. It's not a war. It is saving humanity.
Thanks to that listener for calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. We want to know what part of the consensus you have here as the U.S. considers intervention in Syria. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. What do U.S. veterans think about the debate, possible intervention in Syria, the immorality of the Assad regime, the idea that Congress has a voice here? Another voice of veterans now, Kristen Rouse, a captain in the Army National Guard, a veteran of the war in Afghanistan. Kristen, welcome back.
Hi, John. It's always great being here.
How do you feel about this contemplation of intervention in Syria and the congressional debate that looms?
Well, John, as you know, it's a very hard question, and I think it's a good thing to see everybody really engaging in the conversation, trying to learn more about Syria, to see what all the dimensions are, and it's a civil war, but it also has international implications. There's a lot going on there, and I'm no expert at all, but obviously it's a very serious thing to get involved in military intervention, which is it a military intervention? Is it a war? But when we take steps, even missile strikes as what's being discussed on the table, what happens next? And what is the goal that we're trying to reach there? It's very important for all Americans to be talking about right now.
And there's so many asking precisely those questions. But our listener, Talam Hamadi from Chelsea, Mass., suggested that no, in fact, it's the immorality of the Syrian leadership in this particular case that is a U.S. responsibility, in his view, to save humanity. Do you believe that? Do you believe the immorality of someone far away becomes an American responsibility?
Well, John, that makes me think of a very important moment that sticks with me from my time in Afghanistan. In 2010, I was working with Afghan National Army officers and soldiers, but I got to know some of the officers very well. And these were gentlemen who were some of them were in the military during the time of their civil war in the 90s after the Soviet pullout, and some of them were in militias. And as most of us are aware, Afghanistan descended into civil war after the Soviet pullout, and that's what gave rise to the Taliban.
Freedom fighters. The U.S.
Well,
helped the opposition.
The U.S. was helping the opposition when the Soviets were there, but the U.S. Basically did not help afterward, and so these men that these Afghan men I talked to, they told me of battles where thousands were dead. Men, women, children, soldiers, the level of tragedy there was just breathtaking to hear about and horrible. And what do you say to a person who you know who's sitting right there next to you? I remember my time in the 90s, I was in school and reading about Afghanistan and these people were very far away. But to sit next to those folks that I was working with who are now United States allies, they are allies now, and to say, I'm so sorry, I didn't know how bad it was. And to think, my gosh, couldn't we have done something? Couldn't we have done something to ease the suffering, to lessen it, to make it, so fewer lives are lost, so fewer people have to deal with that tragedy and rebuild. What's happening in Syria is absolutely horrific. Damascus is isn't that the Paris of the Middle East?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
These are world treasures, and these are real people.
Do you think we can do anything to help?
It's tough, John.
Would you go? There's no boots on the ground. We're just talking missiles at this point, and that's probably going to be the debate. But would you go?
I personally would like to see a very serious, detail-oriented debate and discussion by our elected representatives that rises above the partisan fray and that really talks about the serious issues and what's at stake for the United States and what we could possibly do non-lethal and lethal.
Well, we may just get that this time around, something we didn't really get in the lead-up to the invasion of Iraq and the war in Afghanistan. Kristen Rouse is a captain in the Army National Guard and a veteran of the war in Afghanistan. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.